for standing by. All participants will be able to listen only until the question and answer portion of today's conference. To ask a question, please press star 1. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, please disconnect at this time. I would now like to turn your conference over to Mr. John Ewald. Sir, you may begin.
Great. Thank you, Operator Julie. Good afternoon, everyone. My name is John Ewald, and I am the Director of Public Affairs here at NOAA Fisheries in Silver Spring. Today, NOAA Fisheries is announcing findings from our Fisheries of the U.S. in 2018 report. This is NOAA Fisheries' annual snapshot of seafood and fishing trends in the United States. To talk about the report's findings is NOAA Fisheries Chief Scientist Cisco Werner. Cisco is spelled with a C, C-I-S-C-O. Cisco will provide a brief summary of our news, and then we'll open for questions. We also have two report editors on the line to answer questions about the report. Their names are Michael Liddell, and that's L-I-D-D-E-L, and Melissa Yencho, Y-E-N-C-H-O. Both Michael and Melissa are NOAA Fisheries statisticians. Our speakers' names, titles, and spellings are all available on the media advisory. And also, if you visit fisheries.noaa.gov, you'll find a link to the report, graphics, and supporting materials. Just a reminder, this call is for working media only. If you are not a member of the media, you are welcome to listen, but please be mindful that Q&A time is reserved for the media. With that said, I will turn the floor over to Cisco. Cisco, please go ahead.
Great. Thank you, John. Thank you very much. My name is Cisco Werner, and I'm the Chief Scientist for NOAA Fisheries. Today, I'm pleased to announce findings from NOAA's Fisheries United States report. Think of this report as a yearbook of fisheries statistics for the nation. It provides data on commercial landings and value and recreational catch. It also includes data on aquaculture production, imports and exports, and per capita seafood consumption. Today's release of NOAA's Fisheries United States 2018 report shows that our nation's fisheries landings and aquaculture production remain strong contributors to our economy. Specifically, and overall, last year, U.S. commercial fishermen landed 9.4 billion pounds of fish, which translates to a value of about $5.6 billion in the pockets of our fishermen. Compared to 2017, this is an increase of $150 million, or about 2.8%. The figures are on par with recent years, with economic benefits felt up and down, depending the seafood supply chain. The six highest U.S. species, our highest value U.S. species, were found to be lobsters at $684 million, crabs at $645 million, salmon, $598 million, scallops, $541 million, shrimp, $496 million, and Alaska pollock at $451 million. U.S. ports also remain an integral part of vibrant and resilient coastal communities. Dutch Harbor, Alaska, keeps its longtime title for now 22 years in a row as our nation's top fishing port, with 763 million pounds landed, valued at $182 million. Of that volume, 91% was Alaska walleye pollock, the nation's largest fishery by volume. New Bedford, Massachusetts stays strong as well, claiming its 19th consecutive year of bringing in the highest valued catch. That is due mostly to the very highly valued sea scallop fishery. In total, the port saw 113 million pounds landed at $431 million. This report also examines a number of other important categories: recreational fishing, aquaculture, imports, exports, as well as consumption trends. Specifically, saltwater recreational fishing remains strong and is among the nation's favorite pastimes, with 8.5 million recreational saltwater anglers taking to the water in 2018, with approximately 194 million fishing trips. Top species included striped bass, dolphin fish, red snapper, yellowfin tuna, red drum, and spotted sea trout. Aquaculture production The reports of the aquaculture productions lag 1 year behind the rest of the data. So this report includes 2017 numbers, which showed farm seafood value at $1.5 billion. That's about 21% of the value of our nation's seafood production. And the total and the top where the top marine aquaculture species are oysters, clams, and salmon. In terms of seafood trade, the U.S. continues to import most of its seafood. Overall, the U.S. imported $22.4 billion worth of edible seafood products and exported $5.6 billion, and these are in dollars. So it imported $22.4 billion and exported $5.6 billion. This implies a trade deficit of about $16.8 billion. We all know seafood is part of a healthy diet, and this report also estimates the amount of seafood Americans consume. Estimated U.S. per capita consumption of fish and shellfish was 16.1 pounds of edible meat in 2018, and it is the highest since 2007. This is an increase of about 0.1 pounds from the 16 pounds consumed in 2017. The USDA's Dietary Guidelines for Americans recommend that people eat 2 4-ounce servings of seafood each week. This would be about 26 pounds per year for an individual. The statistical yearbook doesn't, by design, doesn't dive into case studies of specific stocks. However, having this report each year allows us to see the effects of our management efforts. For example, the West Coast groundfish fishery has had sweeping closures throughout the 2000s and has recently been declared rebuilt. Looking back at the Fisheries of the United States report of 2008, the highly affected Pacific rockfish species had landings of 64 million pounds. And 10 years later, the FUS of 2018 reports that the landings in the fishery have nearly doubled to about 124 million pounds. Other studies have estimated that this increase has brought 900 jobs and 60 million in income. We have a 3-part web story series on the NOAA Fisheries website that dives deep into the work the fishing and environmental community have done to rebuild the fishery and the market. And speaking of rebuilt stocks, the West Coast groundfish included, since 2000, NOAA has rebuilt 45 stocks. Later this year, we'll see the Status of Stocks 2019 report that will detail the health of all the nation's federally managed fish stocks. Also, we will see the Fisheries Economics of the United States report, which provides an analysis of the economic impact of fisheries in related sectors, including employment, sales, and value-added impacts to the broader economy. In conclusion, I'd like to thank the NOAA Fisheries statisticians who worked very hard to assemble this data. NOAA Fisheries is also proud of our collaboration with our partners, our regional fishery management councils, fishermen, fishing industries, and many others to end overfishing and ensure sustainable harvests. Our goal is always to build healthy, sustainable fish stocks that allow our commercial and recreational fishing industries to remain strong contributors to our nation's economy. As a result, U.S. fisheries are among the world's most sustainable and a global model of success in responsible management. With that, I'd like to thank you for your attention, and I'm also going to turn this back to John for any questions and answers.
Great. Thank you, Cisco. At this time, we will open for reporter questions. Operator Julie, can you please explain the process for reporters who wish to ask a question?
Yes, thank you. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. You will be prompted to record your first and your last name. Please unmute your phone when recording your name, and to withdraw your question, press star 2. One moment, please, for our first question.
And Julie, could you give one more reminder, please?
Thank you. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment. Our first question comes from Patrick Whittle with the Associated Press. Your line is open.
Hi, thank you so much. Interesting that the consumption per capita of seafood is growing, but it's actually still pretty well below the USDA recommendations. What kind of efforts are afoot to square those numbers with each other?
That kind of question is out of the scope of this report. This report is focused on just reporting the consumption number and the landings number. So any sort of analysis about what's behind that is beyond what this report goes into.
But I mean, we do want to, as mentioned. I'm sorry, this is Cisco Werner. So as I mentioned in my in my opening remarks, we do point out that the USDA's recommended dietary consumption is larger than the one that we currently estimate. And this is something perhaps that it could be taken on in a broader discussion. But again, the report is a statement of fact in terms of where we are right now in our consumption of seafood on a per capita basis.
Our next question comes from Claire LaShawn-Horro with Freelance. Your line is open.
My question is also on consumption. Is the bump attributed to any particular species, or was there a shift in the species that we're eating at all? Or?
The increase is within what we would expect for normal interannual variations of it. There was a slight increase in shrimp consumption, but it's generally consistent with previous years.
Our next question comes from Jason Smith with Undercurrent News. Your line is open.
Good morning. I was hoping that you could talk about the who uses this data and how it gets used in the commercial fishing industry, and talk a little bit about the timeliness, because I know it's a little bit delayed.
So good afternoon, everybody. My name is David Dettler. I'm the Acting Director of NOAA Fisheries Office of Science and Technology. So there are a great many end users for this document. So the fishing industry in particular is interested in what the landings are on a national basis. The recreational fishing community is interested in how the numbers look like also on a national basis, but predominantly on a regional basis. And then, again, just many different sectors within the seafood industry, from wholesalers through restaurateurs to folks interested in imports and exports of the United States.
Our next question comes from Doug Frazier with Cape Cod Times. Your line is open.
If you don't mind, I'd do two questions if that's possible. But one is, when you say top species processed, it mentions shrimp and it mentions cod and tuna. I mean, are those species that are caught by U.S. fishermen, or are those species that are imported from elsewhere and are processed by processes here?
Hello. Yeah, that's a good question. With the way the survey is set up, this comes all the data for this particular information section comes from a survey we run. The production does come from a mix of imported and domestic production.
So if I just looked at cod, and I'm just using that because, you know, the cod stocks are pretty low in the Northeast, so I'm kind of assuming that as the, fifth most processed fish, that that's either coming from Pacific, North Pacific cod, or, I don't know, European, like Icelandic or something. What do we do with sort of assume from that?
Most of it is coming from the North Pacific. Because when we do, that cod includes both Atlantic and Pacific.
Great. Next question, please.
Comes from Margie Bauman with Fisherman News. Your line is open.
Yes, thank you. I wonder if you have a breakdown on the total consumption of fish consumed by consumers. How much of it is imported and how much of it is domestic fish? Thank you.
So we estimate that between 85 and 95% of seafood consumed in the United States is imported. There are a lot of caveats with that number, our estimate is that between 85 and 95% of the seafood we consume in the U.S. is imported.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1. One moment, please. We do have a question from Jason Smith with Undercurrent News. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. Sorry, I should have asked this in a different way before. I'm just trying to get a sense of, I know this data is usually published in November. Why has there been a delay? Was it the result of the government shutdown last year? And do you believe that the information is still useful, given that we're talking about data that's over a year and a couple months old?
So the report collects data from dozens of sources, states, regional partners. We conduct our own survey of seafood processors. The result is a large amount of data that needs to be evaluated and put through QA and QC processes. Additionally, we have analytical findings that we report, such as the seafood consumption and the seafood supply information that's in here and the recreational fishing information. It's an enormous amount of data, and all of it takes time to collect and make sure it's all properly processed and QA QC'd. So we release the report when it's ready.
Thank you.
Our next question comes from Cliff White with Seafood Source. Your line is open.
Hi, thanks all. I was looking a little bit at the graphs that you included in one of the supplemental documents on populations of Atlantic cod and Georgia's Bank in the Gulf of Maine, as well as some of the other graphs that were included that cited 2013 stock assessments and said that 2017 stock assessments were not accepted. Can you talk a little bit more about why that is, and if you're getting data that's still useful to assessing these stocks and determining whether they are overfished or of that status? Thanks.
So thank you for that question. It's a good one. So just keep in mind and refresh everybody that this document is simply a snapshot of commercial fisheries landings and their ex-vessel value, right, what the value is to the fishermen. It doesn't necessarily speak to trends over time. For that, I would urge you to look at status of the stocks. It's a document that the agency publishes every spring that gives the status determination of all the stocks under U.S. fisheries jurisdiction. And there are other documents on the website that speak to annual or biannual stock assessments themselves.
To ask a question, please press star 1. Our next question comes from Margie Bauman. Your line is open.
Yeah, thank you. You said that 85 to 95% of the seafood consumed is imported. Do you have a breakdown on how much of that seafood imported is wild fish and how much is farmed fish? And do you have a breakdown overall for the total amount of seafood consumed, whether it is farmed or wild fish? Thank you.
We do not have a breakdown of whether or not it is for farmed versus wild fish for the U.S. consumption. So we don't have that number.
Great. I think we have time for any additional, follow-up questions. Operator, do you want to give the instruction one more time?
Certainly. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1.
Last call. Thank you.
Okay. I would now like to turn we have no further questions. I will now turn it back to Mr. John Ewald.
Great. Thank you so much, Julie. Thank you, everyone, for participating in today's call. I just want to make a note and apologies to David. David Dettler, he's not listed on the media advisory, but his last name is spelled D-E-T-L-O-R, and he's the acting director for NOAA Fisheries Office of Science and Technology. So wanted to make that known. And if there are any further questions, please feel free to email me. Again, my name is John Ewald, Director of Public Affairs for NOAA Fisheries, and my phone number is 301-427-8029, and email address is john.ewald, E-W-A-L-D, at NOAA.gov. Thank you for dialing in, and thank you again.
Thank you for your participation. You may disconnect at this time.